This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Ike Stevens with Metrics Fitness Lab in Auburn. Welcome, Ike. It's a pleasure to have you with me today.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Metrics Fitness Lab. What do you guys do there?
Well, Metrics Fitness Lab is a personal training studio, but we also offer semi-private training options as well. But really what sets us apart is our attention to detail and the results that we're able to produce. That is achieved by focusing on the cumulative injury cycle and human biomechanics. So when I say human biomechanics, what does that mean? Well, the specific movements that identify us as humans. Like if I was going to say, hey, how do you know that's a bird? You see it flying. How do you know it's a fish? You see it swimming. Well, there are specific things that identify us as humans. Standing on 2 feet, walking on 2 feet, running and throwing. No other organism can move like we move. And when we focus on improving those specific things, we can achieve amazing results.
So you focus on the movement of our bodies then?
That's correct.
In those ways. Okay. Well, how did you get into the fitness industry? How did you get into be a fitness trainer?
Well, originally, it was just something that I enjoyed doing. When I was young, probably seventh to ninth grade, I was short and fat, and I didn't like that. So probably ninth grade, I decided I don't know what I'm going to do, but people say if you eat salads, you'll lose weight. So I brought my salad to school every day, all ninth grade, and I lost weight. Now, I also grew. That helped.
Yes. Those years are definitely rapid growth. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So that was really what kind of started, you know, the journey, me being able to see the tangible results of, okay, I'm putting in this work, and I feel better, and I look better. And, you know, that's really kind of how it started, you know, just the love of being able to work out. And then from there, my job, my senior year of high school, I was able to graduate early, but I had like a little work steady kind of deal that I was able to do. And I got a job at a Gold's Gym here in Auburn. That was my first kind of fitness job, just cleaning the machines and kind of showing people, you know, how to use the machines. I really had no idea what I was doing when it comes to the actual mechanics of training, but just being with the people, being able to communicate with the people. I've always just had a knack to be able to push people and kind of get them to work a little bit harder than they thought they could have. And then from there, I just fell in love with the art.
So when you go and visit your lab, Metrics Fitness Lab, and you're looking for some help to get back into a good, healthy condition, what are some of the things that you would do initially with someone?
Well, the first thing is a fitness evaluation, whether that's in a semi-private or in the individual training. I need to see where your body is. So I'll record you standing, walking, running, and throwing if you have the capacity to do so. Unfortunately, at this time, I have a lot of people that can't run because they're in tremendous pain, because their mechanics are so far off. They tried all these different modalities to try to help them improve. But what they didn't account for is the mechanical movement, how much knee bending or ankle bending or hip movement is happening or is not happening at a specific moment in time. So the first thing I need to do is see, where is your structure? What is your alignment telling me? And then from there, I'm able to kind of show people in that session, okay, you see how your leg doesn't go as far, this far, or you see how your heel doesn't really get to your butt, or see how you're standing with your rib cage slightly shifted to the left. When people are actually able to see how far off their bodies are out of alignment and how they don't have the symmetry that they thought they had, then they're like, oh, that makes sense. I can see why I have pain in my hip. My rib cage is completely compressed on my left side. There's so many things that, you know, we kind of take for granted. So the first thing is really evaluating your structure, seeing where you are, and then from there, developing a specific program that's going to help you specifically improve whatever inefficiency you're having at that moment in time.
Well, that's very interesting. I've never heard of something like this before, actually looking at your body and how it moves and how that can affect your health. Mm-hmm. So very, very interesting. So also, I was looking at your website. It looks like you have nutritional types of programs that you can do there.
I sure do. So whatever package a person signs up for, they're going to get a nutrition plan. We have multiple tiers of plans. So we kind of have a general guideline plan that kind of gives you guidelines as to healthy things to eat. Then you get, you know, between 12 to 20 different meals that kind of, you know, tell you exactly the macronutrients of what you should eat. And these are real meals, not like, you know, chicken, rice, and broccoli. You know, everybody pretty much knows that.
Right.
You know, these are like real recipes, like chicken enchiladas or
okay.
taco soup or chili. You know, how can you eat the things that you're going to eat anyway, but in a way that's going to help you to achieve your goals? So that's kind of the baseline plan that everyone gets. But on top of that, something 2 to 3 times a year, just depending on my time schedule, we do something really special, and that's our 6-week Get Fit challenge. We actually have one coming up starting January. Let me get my calendar real quick. I should have had this prepared. Let's see. January the 22nd is the start date for that, and that is a 6-week nutrition program in which every 2 weeks you get a new meal plan. Between 12 to 15 meals, we've had a local nutritionist go to local restaurants such as, you know, Acre, Hamilton, the Botanic, and tell you exactly what you need to eat.
Awesome.
At places.
Yes.
So because we know people are going to go out, but okay, when you go out, this is the menu that you need to take with you to make sure that you stay on your plan. So we do that 3 times a year. You know, I understand, you know, people think that the way that they should lose weight is just like a sliding scale. I should be 150, then 145, then 140.
Yeah.
Keep steadily going down. But
right.
that's not reality. We're going to have, you know, ebbs and flows in our weight. But there are certain times when you can push. And about 3 times per year, you know, I think is a reasonable time that you can push to lose between 12 to 15 pounds. And the rest of that time frame during the year, if you can maintain your weight, then that's when you can really, you know, make some good changes with your health. In this time of the year, like right now, it's a slow time for me because people are, you know, eating, being with family. That's great. But at the same time, the average American from November 1st to January 1st gains 7 pounds. So
yes.
You have to do something about that. So if you could just maintain your weight during that time, and then January get you a little push, then July get you a little push, and then October get you a little push, then you can really, you know, make some, you know, big changes. When, you know, most people, you know, that are here walking around now probably need to lose most times between 30 to 40 pounds when it comes to being at a healthy weight.
Well, tell me, are there any misconceptions or maybe myths that people have about, you know, getting some help with their health, going to a fitness place like yours that you'd like to clear up?
I think one of the main things is more is better. You know, people always think if I just do a little bit more, then that'll gain me more results. But losing weight, getting in shape, being healthy, it's not like an hourly job where you work 10 hours, you're paid $10 an hour, you expect $100. It doesn't work like that. Just because you do more doesn't mean it's better. What you have to do first is find a quality stimulus. Then from there, have the right amount of stimulus. And that's how we're able to get great results here at Metrics Fitness Lab, because it's not always about doing more. Sometimes it's about doing less because mm-hmm. people are overworking themselves. They are not taking into consideration all the external factors, the stress of life, the stress of work. And then exercise is another stress on top of it. And unfortunately, people just think that they can beat their bodies into submission, but that's not how it works. And that's why a lot of times people don't get the results they want, because the exercise modalities that they're participating in are too intense, or they're not effective because they're not engaging the proper muscles in the right sequence. So that's one of the biggest things I would like to kind of clear up, is that more is better. It's kind of like, you know, cooking a steak. You can cook it until it's done, or you can burn
it. It's not good.
And most people are overexerting themselves when it comes to the results that they actually want to receive.
Okay. Well, you know, part of the reason I do this podcast is to encourage other business owners, and you're a local business owner. What kinds of challenges did you come across when you were starting your business here, or maybe some current challenges that you overcame and made you a stronger business person, a stronger person in general, either a life challenge or a business challenge?
Yeah, you know, business challenges. Well, I was very fortunate to, when I was starting my business, work with the Alabama Small Business Bureau. I was very fortunate to be able to work with them because they really helped me with a business plan. I don't have a business degree. I had no money and a dream, and they helped me to, you know, write a business plan, you know, take clear action as to what I want to do. How to apply for a loan. At that time, I didn't receive one, but just even going through that process was very helpful. So I didn't, in the starting the business itself, I didn't really have that many challenges, just because I was helped and I was thankful for that help. But as far as life challenges, I've had plenty of those. You know, one of the biggest ones for me, you know, when I was 13, my mother died. Cancer. So that has been a motivating factor for me to work hard to make her proud, but also just being thankful for the type of, you know, opportunity she gave me, the type of experiences that, you know, she pushed me, you know, as a young African-American boy, I was doing things that no one else in my community was doing, such as learning how to play the violin, tap dancing, playing the saxophone. You know, my parents really made sure that they saved up their pennies to make sure that I had experiences that were able to shape me in a way that I feel like allows me to be the best trainer, because I was able to be with other people that weren't necessarily like me, see other aspects of life, and also being forced to communicate with those people and even just talking to strangers that I didn't necessarily know, you know, really helps me. Because when a person comes to me, a lot of times they're in a very vulnerable place. They feel like they've done everything. I've been to physical therapy. I've been to chiropractors. I've had surgery. I've done ice baths. I've done all these shots, and my knee still hurts. So they're very vulnerable. So just my life experience and being able to just communicate effectively and clearly with that person and help them to understand that I'm their ally in this specific situation has been very helpful for me.
Well, what's one thing that you wish people knew about your business that they don't necessarily know?
I think that, you know, for the most part, no matter what issue that you're dealing with when it comes to pain, weight loss, because those are just the main things that I see, mostly pain, then weight loss, that there is something that you can do that can help your symptoms. It might not completely alleviate it, because sometimes because of the cumulative injury cycle, the damage is too great and you may need a surgical intervention. But almost every nagging lower back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain that people just think is, I'm just getting old. That may be the case, but for the most part, it's the cumulative injury cycle. There's something going on in your movement that's causing your pain, and that it can be helped if you get the proper stimulus and the right dose.
Well, that sounds really, really awesome, Ike. What would someone need to do to get in touch with you? I've looked at your website. There's a lot of information there.
Well, yeah, they could go to our website. We love to have them check out metricsfitnesslab.com, or they can message us on Instagram or Facebook. We're here on Opelika Road, not very far from the Auburn Mall. So we have a pretty central location to Auburn and Opelika. They can come by the studio. You know, they might not catch me, though, because the studio is appointment only. I do have some small group classes that happen, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at certain times. But for the most part, we'd love for them to call us at 334-740-6442. And if we don't answer, leave a message, you know, tell me kind of what's going on with you, what, why you're interested in metrics, and we'd love to show you how we can help you.
Well, thank you, Ike. Thanks so much for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.